Hello and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. And each week on the show, no matter how many times you Googled, what country can I relocate to? We'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something we're calling a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about David Duchovny's singing career, and I'll stop worrying about that weird sound my dryer is making.
And I'll stop worrying about falling through the sidewalk into a rat-filled chasm because that just happened to someone in New York.
Oh, and now let's get tiny.
Before we get started, let us talk about Magic Spoon.
I love Magic Spoon. As a kid, I was obsessed with Fruity Pebbles and Count Chocula.
Oh,
like, I wanted to be Pebbles and I wanted to marry Count Chocula.
As you do.
And as you do. And just that endless bowl of cereal where there's a little bit more cereal. So you add a little milk and then there's a little bit more milk. So you add the cereal. Mm-hmm. Box gone. So I had to give that up, and especially now that I'm sugar-free, I had to give that up. But now I have it again. Magic Spoon gave me back my childhood.
That's because Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. The first night it was in my house, the entire box of blueberry was eaten by my 22-year-old child.
Wow.
An entire box in one night. It was just gone. So I've never had the pleasure of tasting that, but I went for the cocoa because, you know, me and chocolate.
Well, also that they have cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. You'll never know about blueberry. I can tell you it's very good. I genuinely love it.
I know you do. So go to magicspoon.com/tinyvictories and grab a variety pack. Try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TINYVICTORIES at the checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's back with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
But my question would be, what's wrong with you? It's delicious.
Okay, that's magicspoon.com/tinyvictories. Use the code TINYVICTORIES for free shipping.
So today's Tiny Victory is about finding an unlikely joy in one of the most difficult times I've ever had.
Oh, that sounds like something I need right now.
Oh, good. Just know there's a turn in this. It starts a little sad. So I just want to, let's all buckle up. It starts a little sad, but it's also part of life. So I think it's good to talk about these things. But here's how it begins. Last year, my dad got sick. Mm. So as you know, I live in LA. Dad's in Texas, and most of my adult life, I've only visited home a couple times a year, but a couple years ago, Dad had heart issues, so I try to get home 3 or 4 times, and also we lost my mom, so it's just him living alone. Brian and I had tickets to visit him last year on September 11th, and I only mentioned that date. There was no special reason other than that was the date between semesters I was teaching. Mm-hmm. So everything's fine, normal in life. It's last year. It's August. I'm planning to see my dad in September. I get a call from my brother, and he said, hey, Dad wanted me to tell you that he's having trouble walking to the kitchen from his chair. And we all know Dad chair, the one that's really comfortable and right in front of the TV.
Yes.
You can picture it. It looks like everyone's dad's chair. So this was very weird. You know, like I said, he lived alone. He'd fallen a couple times. It wasn't normal to not be able to walk across the room. So I called my dad, and he's a tough old Texan dude. And I was like, hey, heard from my brother Matt. You know, I didn't have to tell him he was my brother. Anyway, I called my dad and I was like, hey, Matt said something about walking to the kitchen. And I asked him, do you want me to come home? And I really expected, that's ridiculous. Everything's fine. That's just nonsense. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He said, well, do what you got to do.
Oh, that's not good. my dad was a tough old Alabama guy. And, you know, I also went through this situation with both my parents where I ended up stepping in near the end of their lives. And when it happens, I mean, we know it's going to happen, right? Yeah. But you're just never prepared for it. And I think when you get that call, like you got, when you got that response, you say, oh my God, are we there yet? Because yes. You just, it's just, you never know when that moment of yes, we're there is going to come.
I mean, luckily it's not something you ever get great at, but it's only going to happen to you maybe twice. So yeah. It's for everyone. It's a new thing every time. And really uncomfortable fact, I missed my mom's passing. No one told me how serious it was. I missed her passing by 15 minutes. So there is also redemption in this story. But essentially, I pretended with my very proud dad, like I had nothing to do. And I came home early and I just pretended, I'm so bored. I don't have anything to do in Los Angeles. By the end of the week, he couldn't stand up. Mm. So this was the beginning of the end is what we're getting to. So I'm the one who called. Normally my brother who lives sort of close by is on top of this, but I'm the one who told him, hey, this is it maybe. Like this is really not good. So we both came home. We're living in the same house for the first for the first time since we were children.
Oh, I've been there. And yeah.
Yeah. And we're taking care of dad. It's so hard because there's the battle of taking care of him and then there's the emotional battle of him letting us, which he's not doing. And we're like, maybe hospice is a good idea. And he's like, I don't want people in my house. And that he obviously he feels very vulnerable. So like I'm helping him stand and put on pants and use the bathroom. Like everything.
It's that moment when the child and a parent exchange roles and there's no words.
Yeah. And for sure, I'm getting to the tiny victory. But I do want to say that it, you know, just setting the scene like death was imminent. Everything was terrible. But I found the weirdest thing in a bathroom cabinet in the back bathroom.
Drugs?
No. You know, the whole half of the house turns into a hospital. So yes. Even that wouldn't have been a reprieve.
Right.
But it was a little bottle of hand soap. Now, hear me out. So it was hand soap from Victoria's Secret. I didn't put it there. I assume it was from my brother's ex-wife. Who had put her mark on all the family homes.
I did not know they made soap.
I didn't know they made soap. There's nothing in or near our home from Victoria's Secret, not to put down Victoria's Secret. I'm just saying we're not directly buying sexy lingerie. Not my mom.
Got it.
Not my ex-sister-in-law, not me. Like very sexy lingerie to me is a really comfy t-shirt from JCPenney's. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so with you on that. Yeah.
That's me. So it appeared there and I started using it and it's called Amber Romance and it's not a scent. And again, no offense to Victoria's Secret. In fact, I praise them. They really saved me. It's just not something I ever would have gone for or chosen. It would never have been chosen for me. And Annabelle, I loved it. I washed my hands. It was when I washed my hands, I might cry. I just wasn't taking care of my dad for 2 seconds. It was the scent of a reckless weekend in Vegas. It was not the scent of, hey, dad, here's your pants. Like it was this trance. It just transported me. I just wasn't even me for a minute.
Oh my God. And I just, Laura, that is exactly what I think of as a tiny victory, a small mercy in this moment of grief for you. And just this profound moment.
And it was so unexpected. And it was literally like we talk about a fleeting joy. It was just everything was so hard and sad. And Grim Reaper is our fourth roommate, and you knew what was happening. But it was like, and it also felt like a secret. Like it really was a Victoria's Secret, because it was just like I'm washing my hands with this
a stolen moment.
This, Yes, it was. It was this like, I love this trashy scent on my hands. And now I am revived and I can get back to what I need to be doing. And really, so that's my tiny victory was I found joy in this little scent that kept me going. It was like a little smell light at the end of a long grief tunnel.
Laura, I so appreciate that story. And you know, when you're talking about this, I think, wow, what a story for our moment, because we all know that one of the symptoms of COVID-19 is loss of scent. So I feel like at this moment, I have been really noticing scents even more than I, you know,
just
normally.
A new appreciation
yes.
for even having that.
Because I'm always testing, you know, can I still smell things? So we're going to take a quick break and you can hear from some other friends on our network. And when we return, I have a story that just made me think about.
Hello there, ghouls and gals. It is I, April Wolf. I'm here to take you through the twisty, scary, heart-pounding world of genre cinema on the exhilarating program known as Switchblade Sisters. The concept is simple. I invite a female filmmaker on each week and we discuss their favorite genre film. Listen in closely to hear past guests like The Babadook director, Jennifer Kent, Winter's Bone director, Deborah Granick, and so many others every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Tune in if you dare.
It's actually a very thought-provoking show that deeply explores the craft and philosophy behind the filmmaking process while also examining film through the lens of the female gaze. So, like, you should listen.
Switchblade Sisters.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And Laura, you know, you were talking about this story about how a scent gave you a reprieve. It just reminds me of something, which is that during this pandemic, I've had this one thing that's been keeping me going. And when I was doing a lot of touring over the last years, I always make it a point to take home as many products as I can from my hotel room, like a stockpile, you know, and I'm totally going through them. And I'm down to 2 1-ounce bottles, a shampoo and a conditioner of this very high-end line. It's called Le Labo. And there's this one scent. It's Rose 31. And it's not like just the scent of rose petals. It's like the entire rose bush, right? It's like the earth it's planted in. It's like the rainwater on leaves. It's like a skunk maybe walked by and left a little bit of that stank on it. It's really earthy.
I gotta be honest. You had me. You lost me a little.
Oh.
I'm still on board.
It's an acquired taste, but I love this scent and it's transportive for me. And so I'm down to these two 1-ounce bottles that I keep next to my bed. And every night before I go to sleep, I open this like little shampoo bottle and I inhale the scent of Rose 31. And I feel like I have traveled to a hotel. And then if I hear a sound in my house, I think that's not just my kid bumbling around. That might be turndown service. So I've just created this little sanctuary in this little 1-ounce sample bottle. And it's really making me feel better. It's a small mercy before I go to sleep every night. And that's our show for this week.
If you have a tiny smell victory or any other tiny victory, you can call the hotline at 323-285-1675. Or if you're the type of person who hates leaving messages, just record a message on your smartphone, email the audio to us. Our email address is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
If you like the show, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts like Clyde Ed. They wrote, "Perfectly timed for today's world, and the hosts are talented and funny." Thank you, Clyde Ed.
If you have a comment or question about this week's show, you can find us on Twitter or Instagram. Our handle is @GetTinyPod. It's the same for both platforms. To follow us on Twitter, you can follow Annabelle @LAGurwitch, and I'm Laura House.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have nose loads of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
Maximum. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.